Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grant and Danny, as we kick off the second hour of four today on 106.7 The Fan. Thanks so much for listening to the show as always. Kyle Turley is a former All-Pro tackle. We've been able to have him on the show a couple times over the years in Super Bowl week, and it's always good when we can get him on Grant and Danny. Kyle, thanks so much for a few minutes. It's great to talk to you again. This time of year is always the most fun for a guy who has spent his life in football like you. How do you like the matchup, Philadelphia-New England, as it came together over the last few weeks?
Oh, man, thanks for having me, first of all. And, you know, it's great to be up here. And seeing this, it's an awesome experience to even come to a Super Bowl, let alone to have two great teams with two great organizations that are representing each conference well. You know, the Eagles have an opportunity to, I think, do something that teams haven't, you know, in the last few years. I think they can put that the Patriots away if they can do what they did in the NFC Championship game by halftime. They'll do what the Atlanta Falcons should have done. And you got the Patriots who can come back from a 24-point deficit at halftime. So it couldn't get better, man, to me, and watching a game like this. I'm excited for Tom Brady. And you know, even though it's boring to have him here every year, it's still awesome and an unbelievable story.
Kyle, I'm looking at Philadelphia as a mirror image of those Giants teams kind of that took out the Patriots, the only two losses in the Super Bowl that they've had. The ability to rush with four, really it starts with Fletcher Cox and then a couple guys on the outside that they certainly rotate. But is that where you see Philadelphia's potential advantage to stick with New England, or is there somewhere else?
No, across the board. I mean, that's a very good team. You know, both of these teams are teams. You know, you have a lot of individuals, teams that have success. You know, a lot of times it's usually the case with a team that makes it to the Super Bowl. You can say that about pretty much everyone. But I don't know, man. You know, a little bit of questions and things in the past with other teams. But this team, the Eagles, they've not only just overcome a quarterback deal, they've had offensive line issues and had to plug and play players. And these key positions where continuity is paramount. And I think that what the Eagles have shown is that across the board, they're the best team in the National Football League, in my opinion, period, as far as teams go. You know, the Patriots, you can't say that. You'd have to wait and see what would happen if Tom Brady ever went down. I don't know that would work well for him.
Our guest is Kyle Turley, who spent 5 seasons with the New Orleans Saints and, of course, went on to play for the Rams and the Chiefs, was one of the better tackles in the league for a stretch back in the early 2000s, and he joins us on 106.7 The Fan to break down this Super Bowl. If you were a player in a locker room after Carson Wentz was lost, you guys aren't dumb. You know that your chances got a lot worse. Would you have had to have seen Nick Foles play the way he did to believe it, or can you use what you see on a practice field and confidence in a meeting room to kind of give yourself a little incentive to think that you could still make a run?
Well, it comes down to the coaching staff. You know, I mean, I'm sure the Patriots could put up a heck of a fight if Tom Brady goes down. Again, you know, he was a guy that stepped in for another great quarterback at one point, Drew Bledsoe. So, you know, every player in the National Football League is an amazing player. To make it to this level is no joke. It takes a lot of hard work and effort and a lot of skill and talent to be a guy that sits and just holds a clipboard for years being a backup. You know, they have the opportunity to get in there and be a Kurt Warner, you know, be Jake Delhomme in New Orleans, who we had, and then went on to Carolina and took them to the Super Bowl. You know, these type of guys are there. That's why they're there. And you got great coaching staffs on both sides. I think that everybody just realized in that locker room when that happened with him that they have an opportunity to do something special as a team. And as a player, personally, I just expected the next guy to, step up. There was no question. It was, this is your time. Do it. Let's go. And I did that in St. Louis with Mark Bolger when that whole thing went down with Kurt Warner and Mike Martz. And we just rallied behind, that kid because he was very talented and he just needed the encouragement and the backing of his teammates. And I think that's what the emphasis is of this Eagle team, is that they've just got a great group of guys that have rallied around their coaching staff and their organization. That's why they're here.
Kyle, the game evolves so quickly. I think back, it's amazing. It's been 10-plus years since your last season in Kansas City. That's amazing. I feel so old. But I know. I got it right. I always viewed you as like one of those athletic linemen that love to get out in space and take on guys in the secondary and everything else. I think about the way that so many offenses are now, getting running backs out in space, some quick passes, whether it's tight ends, bubble screens, et cetera. Would you have loved to play right now? I feel like your skill set would be that much more at a premium.
Oh, man, I tried that, actually. I came back as a tight end. People don't know, I was a Miami Dolphin for 3 days after a back injury there in St. Louis before I got to Kansas City and finished out. I actually was signed to Kansas City to be the third tight end.
Wow.
Behind Jason Dunn and Tony Gonzalez. And Willie Rofe retired just shortly after, and they were in a panic. So ended up squeezing out a couple more years at O-line. I was hoping to just get about 10 plays a game and stretch that career out about 10 more years. I prided myself on being an athlete. There's a lot of great athletes out there. The offensive line position, Willie Rofe, I seen the other day, he's probably, he's way overweight, I know that. And that guy could still beat anybody in the National Football League in 10 yards. I've never seen anybody quicker off the ball. And I'm sure he's still got it, So you're dealing with the best athletes in the world, man, and that's at every position. As nasty as some of these bodies look, there's a reason why they're there.
Kyle Turley on Grant and Danny. What do you make of the transition, really, since you left the league to being pass first? And some of the really good teams, they get to the Super Bowl year in and year out, are basically just playing horizontal football, where they spread you out and they throw it short to running backs and tight ends. That wasn't necessarily the way of the league when you played your 107 games.
Well, that was a different league in a lot of ways. You could do a lot more things, and receivers over the middle had to go get it. They were forced to go get it. They were forced to take those hits. The league has changed. The game has changed a bit more aware of I think there's a bit of safe play involved, but a lot more offensive scheming and these offensive coordinators that try to reinvent the wheel with all these different trick plays and whatnot that everyone wants to continue to try and innovate the game. And so you'll always see these, flux of offensive schemes and from the West Coast offense. Now we're back doing option. We never did option when I was playing the game, because all these great athletes, the game has progressed, training has progressed, athletes are getting better and better and better and better. It's not going to stop. The knowledge as we grow and accept science and knowledge and really implement that into training and the ability of every facility in the country now collegiately to produce a program that could be a contender, while you have schools like Boise State, becoming national contenders and stuff. We're in a great place for sports period as far as the athletes. And, you got to continue to innovate around that talent.
Kyle, who are your favorite players to watch these days? Is it guys that do what you did down in the trenches, or you get all steamed up watching a receiver run a 4-2 down the field or quarterback? What is it that you like now?
Yeah, no, those guys are supposed to catch that ball. That's all I worry about when I see those receivers and, or D-backs. I like to watch, the moment that something has to happen, and what these guys do. I really enjoy that. The offensive line, watching the trenches is, of course, my passion, and so I pay attention to there first. Follow the cameras like everybody else. So But yeah, and this contest, I tell you, the Eagles and the Patriots lines are just awesome. This is going to be a great battle. The Eagles and what they've been able to do, like we talked about with, plugging and playing some guys, they've just done a great job. They've got great coaches. That's all that speaks to.
I know you're pretty involved in the recovery of athletes with their health. It's something that you dealt with during your time, playing in the NFL, and you've got a supplement now that you're hoping athletes will start to take. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I started a CBD company. CBD, cannabidiol, is, it's a wide discussion around the country right now. It's 29 states and growing now are participating in medicinal marijuana programs in some form or another, or have some legislation passed, to implement that. And so I've had the fortunate opportunity to, be, I guess, a test subject for this, and that, for 20 years, I was just taking every pharmaceutical that these doctors gave me, and that never stopped. And that got quite excessive and very addictive, and brought me to really bad places. So had to make a transition, and, going about your health is something that if you don't think about proactively and really try to understand as you continue to go to doctors, and you shouldn't actually have anything going wrong with you because you test for being as perfect of a human being as it could possibly be walking the earth outside of all these things that are happening that you don't understand that have to do with your neurocognition and, this game of football and all these injuries and how it plays on that brain injury. And that's my main interest in all of this. The government owns a neuroprotective patent on cannabinoids. And so if everyone understood that they have a cannabinoid system inside of their body, and that's what all these pharmaceutical companies are trying to do is speak to that, and that the good Lord put a plant here that mimics everything that's inside of you already. It's just a matter of finding those levels and balancing those things out. If every person had the opportunity to experience what I've experienced, their lives would change drastically, and they would start seeing things about themselves that and others would as well, that continue to speak to the efficacy and why, this needs to be a definite discussion around the dinner table of America and what we're doing to our communities and how we're treating our bodies and dealing with illness and injury. Now, I played this game a long time. I've got it all. And to this day, I do not take an aspirin or an Aleve or any painkiller, if you will, that they say exists. I've never experienced a painkiller. I got plenty of Vicodins and they just kept getting piled on more and more. And I just got higher and higher. So at the end of the day, I've discovered a lot of things in cannabis, and one of them specifically is CBD. And I started this company, NeuroXPF. And your listeners can go to neuroxpf.com. And I've got all the information on there for them to make their own decision. But this is a 50-state legal opportunity at the base level of hemp-derived, American-derived hemp out of Colorado. I've got dedicated farms, unbelievable partners in this thing as I've gone about this in a serious way. We've created a company that is changing lives, and it's really an awesome thing to be a part of.
Proceeds going to two worthwhile charities, Mike Ditka's Gridiron Greats, assisting players, former players that are in need, and the Impact Fund, facilitating treatment for military veterans and pro athletes. It's awesome stuff, Kyle, that you're doing. We appreciate the time this morning, man. Be well.
Yeah, I really appreciate it as well. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Good catching up with you. There's Kyle Turley on Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. I think in some form or another, in the next few years, the NFL is going to come around. And whether it's legal medical marijuana or something like this, I think what you're getting is more and more veteran players who have been out of the game who have had these problems saying, I was taking X amount of pills per day. I was taking painkillers where I couldn't feel that I was injured until Wednesday. That's not good either.
Yeah, each one, as you said, it's a compounding effect. So the first time you take the Percocet, the Vicodin, or whatever else, oh, it's great. Well, then the next time you're chasing that feeling. That's how drug addiction works.
Yeah.
And hopping painkillers all the time is not great.
Let's talk Alex Smith as a fit for Jay Gruden's system. Grant and Danny on the Fan. But before we get into winning off the field a little bit later from now, and before we get into Alex Smith coming to the Redskins, Brennan just tweeted this. There's a guy named Mike Hughes who's a limo driver and a self-taught rocket scientist. On February 3rd, that's tomorrow, he's planning to launch himself into the stratosphere in a rocket built in his garage. His ultimate goal is to get to outer space so that he can prove that the Earth is flat.
Good. Good. That's what you get. Now, quickly, there's a lot to discuss about that. There's a lot of things to unpack. The phrase self-taught rocket scientist is the star of the first sentence.
You think that's the star?
That's not how rocket science works. You don't get to be self-taught. That's not a thing. Not a thing.
Well, when he wasn't driving his limo, I guess he was doing a lot of reading about science and rockets, maybe.
During the course of that reading, he might have discovered something about the shape of the Earth. I don't know. Good.
I don't want to say that I don't want him to come back. I'm not going to say that. I want him to return.
Well, that implies there's any going. Your garage rocket sucks, Mr. Hughes. Your garage rocket sucks.
Someone please televise this. Someone please televise him trying to get to outer space.
I'm Madeline Imbruglia on this one. I'm torn as to whether or not I want it televised. Here's why. I want everyone to understand the level of failure that you don't do this. That, you know what I mean? I want people to be checked. I want people to understand this is not okay.
Yeah, if he fails miserably, it's a win for people like you and I who say you don't get to make up your own things.
Right.
You don't get to claim you're an expert. When someone's saying something about climate change, who studies this and is a scientist and knows this field inside and out, mm-hmm. and then someone's just saying it doesn't exist, I promise it doesn't exist, listen to me. You don't get to be on equal footing.
Right. The expert knows more. So the first part of me says I kind of want people to see this so, again, they're embarrassed and they're checked and they understand that this is not okay. The other part, though, is reality TV is still a thing, and it's more of a thing than it's ever been. And here's what I mean. People embarrass themselves on these programs all the time. And yet, there is still incredible amounts of viewership. So people will take this jackass getting attention as a way for their thing to be out there. So it may not be rocket self-taught rocket science. It may be, I'll set a land speed record with rocket skates going down a San Francisco hill in traffic. Or it may be, I invented my own plane. It's where, because the Earth is flat, I'll just take off.
Am I expected to believe that he has created something that he believes will, A, get him out of the atmosphere, and B, back to Earth safely landing?
Yeah, so in his mind, he's going to prove something that's not correct. Always keep that in mind.
Also, how would he prove the Earth is flat? By going up high enough to look at it, and he wouldn't see a circle?
I believe that's
sphere,
part of it.
If you will?
Yeah, that's part of it.
I would bet against that.
Of course, rightly so.
What do you think the rocket looks like?
Well, I've seen it.
You've seen it?
Yeah, I saw something on this.
He originally had a flight planned for December, but he had to cancel it.
Had to cancel it.
Oh, interesting.
Because not because of rocket fuel.
You have a picture over there
else.
Of the rocket?
Yeah, let me see if I can find it.
I would love to see it.
That's darn, it's a stupid video. I wish it was just a story. But I saw like a brief thing on it. Here, let's.
Does
I'll turn
it look like a rocket
around.
Should look?
No, it doesn't. It looks like a guy's building a soapbox racer.
This is him?
In his garage. Yeah, that's the guy.
Oh, this guy stinks. I wouldn't be comfortable having a conversation with him in his limo. I wouldn't trust him to bring me my lunch.
Various pieces of junk over the course of years, and he's slapped it together into a rocket.
I'm going to ask a dumb question. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean this as shtick. I mean this as, like, certifiably. Do you think he's insane? Like, do you think he's a wackadoo who's just a crazy person?
Wackadoo, yes. Insane, no.
Okay.
He's just incorrect, and he's so incorrect that he's going to endanger himself.
It honestly
looks
like...
Where's this rocket fuel from, by the way? You don't go to Sunoco and fill up a damn gas tank.
Oh, that kind of looks like a rocket there a little bit, whatever that is. Maybe that's what shoots him into space.
It's in the shape of a rocket.
I mean, this is the best. It looks like he went to like a junkyard over and over again, like he was building some kind of car, and just dragged stuff back to his house.
It's not even that it looks like it. That's precisely what he did.
You're going to be so mad. As soon as we go to our next break, I'm going to watch this video. I need to hear his voice. I want to hear how he's talking. We're looking at him in his basement, and he's got like collector's items, astronaut jackets hanging, and all kinds of pictures of different space operations.
So he's like good at arts and crafts, meaning he can like weld pieces of metal together. Again, there's a big jump between that and a guy that's actually going to go into space with a space shuttle that he's created.
We do have one person in the room that is rooting for him. Now, Thom, if you wouldn't mind stepping up to the microphone, please. When you say you're rooting for him, Are you rooting for the Earth to be flat? Do you think there's a chance of that? Or are you just rooting for him to get off the ground, get into outer space, get back safely, and say the Earth's round?
Well, I guess I would be rooting for the Earth to be flat, but it's not because I believe that the Earth is flat. I, one, want someone that invests this much time to actually not have it be a complete and total waste of time. But on a more personal level here, in between the four of us, 25% of the show, 50% of the people that sit in this room when you guys are doing the radio show from the broadcast studio,
right,
over talks about flat earthers.
It is one of your greatest passions, Brendan.
I am now to the point where I hope that the Earth is flat because I will go and collect all the crows out here in Southeast D.C. And I will fillet them nice and just like steak. Just like how Tailgate Ted is doing on Fox 5 today, and I will serve it to Brendan Dar to eat.
Tommy, you'll admit that the chances of a flat Earth are 0.00%.
Yeah, but there's always hope.
There's always a little bit of hope that this guy could be right, I guess.
This guy's going to die how he lived, being wrong.
He should take Kyrie Irving with him. And all the other...
because I want Kyrie Irving to win me money on DraftKings.
Well, that's true. But the people who have very publicly said that the Earth is flat should all have to take a spin in this... I'm not going to call it a spaceship.
If you've ever...
I'm going to call it a hunk of scrap metal.
Here's what it is.
It honestly looks like tarps and scrap metal.
To his credit, as an engineer, he built something... I couldn't do this. He built something that got about 200 feet off the ground and crash-landed the first time and had to be medevaced out of there. He was able to do that.
No, he didn't.
It's 100%. If anybody that has ever made reference to flat earthing or whatever else should have to be on that rocket with
him. I agree with you.
Everybody should have to ride.
There should be a seat for all of them. Hold on. Go back to something. You're brushing past
the
greatest part of this story.
Here we go.
So on a previous flight.
Yeah, I'll find that part.
This guy got off the ground a couple hundred feet and crashed back down.
Yeah, give me a sec. I'll cue it up here. So it's after he's in the basement talking about all the different things.
Why are people allowing him? Send this audio to Tom so we can play it at some point.
I can't wait till he's flattened by Earth.
Why are people allowing him to do this again? He's just going to... they need to have a helicopter ready to help him. I mean, there's so many people affected by his stupidity.
Yeah, allowing, I don't know. Yeah,
he's in there?
So he's in that.
No!
He's in there.
It's impressive. He got higher than I could get, certainly, if you gave me all the years to build this. And so he's got a half-assed parachute with a lot of holes in it.
Why are there so many holes in
it? It's a junior varsity parachute.
Swiss shoes parachute. This is the funniest damn thing I've ever seen.
And so he crash lands on the ground.
Honest to God, here. It's amazing that thing shot
really,
that
No, it really well. Is impressive.
It looks like how high I could throw a basketball if I tried really hard. But this thing gets off the ground, could probably have cleared a small building. Wouldn't have cleared this building. It would have run into like the eighth floor.
Well, it got up pretty decent. Again, it's impressive that he got
that's
up that high.
And there's him.
Yeah, there's him getting helped out.
I shouldn't
out.
Be laughing.
You should be. Because
he's literally almost, I mean, he's injured. He's being helped up.
The only way you shouldn't be laughing is if someone put a gun to his head and said, you have to do this. Then you go, man, that sucks. What
that's
trauma.
True.
You built this. You did this. This is what you deserve. In fact, it deserves worse. Don't do it.
Everyone should be talking about this.
Yeah, stop doing it.
Honest to God, we shouldn't do anything else today but talk about this guy.
And listen.
Can I piss you off real quick? I love this guy. If I love this guy, does it mean I kind of love LeVar Ball?
Yes.
Okay, then I'd hate this guy.
That's what this is. This is LeVar Ball with an engineering degree.
Then I don't like this guy.
This is space baller brand. That's what this guy's doing.
I don't want him to get off the ground. I hope that like there's a weird noise in some Little Rascals operation where the metal and the parachute just kind of keels over and there's a sound effect after. That's kind of what I'm hoping for. But the video you just showed me of him flying through the air is one of the funniest things I've ever
seen.
Again,
it's impressive that he's able to get that high off the ground. That shouldn't be lost sight of. Please use your engineering ability for good. Please help. Please help people. Stop doing this.
Oh, boy. Thank you for that gift, Dar. Thank you for that. And Thami, I hope that he gets off the ground for you, buddy.
Not just for me. For all of us.
Not for me. I don't know who us is here. I guess for the
people that try to produce radio shows that don't involve flat earthers for 2 hours.
I have to hear Dar talking about Kyrie Irving a lot. Who's the other famous NBA flat earther? Kyrie Irving's got another buddy.
He has a friend?
Well, Shaq thought it for a while.
Did he?
Good. So does Stephon Diggs, which kills me to my core.
Nobody can prove that Dar is round.
Shaq.
You know what I'm saying?
We need
from up here, it looks flat.
An extra big seat in that thing for him. And Stephon Diggs, the miracle for Minnesota. You're going in the chair too, man.
Where did he go to school, Stephon Diggs? Dar?
What?
He went to Maryland. Or Darwin. Where apparently they don't teach you about the solar system. Grant and Danny on the Fan. man, that guy's actually going to do this tomorrow. I can't wait. I wanted this to be televised. I really do. We will get to our winning off the field at 11:45 next. Some of the best audio from the Super Bowls. We're getting ready for the Eagles and the Patriots.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Our friends from EMP 180 Weight Loss are here. They're setting up a Super Bowl friendly, Super Bowl party themed food drop.
They got a stadium, a mini inflatable stadium that they're going to put foodstuffs in.
How are they doing it?
I don't know.
It's going to be EMP friendly and delicious?
You just ate a cookie. I didn't think that was possible.
I don't think it is. I still haven't really asked any questions about that.
But you ate the cookie.
But they brought it, and they're EMP 180 Weight Loss.
Who's more friendly to EMP 180 Weight Loss than EMP 180 Weight Loss?
So I figured if they brought it and it's an EMP friendly food drop, I'll just eat it. Why not? We're all cool with that, right?
Everyone's fine. It's fine.
Everybody's having a good time. I love Super Bowl parties. Are you having a Super Bowl party?
No. Nobody has any interest in the Super Bowl, so I'm just going to watch it at home.
You're just going to sit at your house?
Yeah.
By your lonesome?
Yeah, nobody cares about the Super Bowl.
Will your wife be there?
Probably. She'll be around. People will be around.
Will your son be there?
Yeah.
So it's just going to be the three of you having a party?
Yeah, but there's no party. That's what I'm saying.
Will there be food?
Probably not. Probably not much food.
So what? I mean, this is terrible.
No, well, this is the reality. This is what I'm trying to say. Dukes gets mad at this. You've gotten mad at this. No one has interest in the Super Bowl. I'm going to watch it for work, but nobody's excited. No one's, hey, guys, come on, get together for the Patriots' millionth time and the loathsome Eagles. Nobody wants to get together. No one wants to do a thing. Nobody's hanging out. There's no wings. There's no food. No one cares. No one cares. I'm watching it for work. That's the extent of the involvement. Can I tell you? Ooh, bad one.
Can I tell you, you're the only person in my life that is out on this Super Bowl? There's not another person that I know that is not excited for the Super Bowl.
In your life?
Any person I talk to in any walk of life, any of the places I work, any of the people on social media, it's just business as usual. Making plans and cooking food and being excited. You're the only person I know who's mad that the Super Bowl's here, and it's the Patriots and the Eagles.
I know other people that are excited about it because I know you and I know Chad, and that's kind of my list. Everyone else is out. You
Everyone?
Guys? Yeah.
Dar, are you out on the Super Bowl? Thom, are you out on the Super Bowl?
Thom is more in on this Super Bowl with no rooting alliances than I probably have in the last 5 years.
So I know Thom's in.
Great way to do it.
I care way more about my $20 NFL showdown ticket on DraftKings than I care about the Super Bowl itself.
I would say that's
so
normally
much.
The case for you, right? I feel like
I care way more about my gambling and daily fantasy than I care about the actual games.
Oh, gambling Dar.
Are you excited at all, Danny, for Timberlake's halftime show or not really?
I'll watch it.
Are you curious to see what he does? Is any intrigue at all? If you have the choice of leaving the room to go do something or watching it, will you choose to stay and watch it?
Yeah, I'm gonna watch it, I think. But it's the, let's say there's something pressing and I missed it, I'll be fine. Because he's gonna do a Prince song, he's gonna do a couple, one off his new album, a couple of the Justin classics, so to speak. He'll be pretty good. I think he's really entertaining and a mega talent.
Timberlake apparently has a friendship with Tom Brady, and I know a Boston reporter was doing some digging yesterday and was trying to get him to admit that he is a Tom Brady guy.
You love Tom Brady.
I mean, you guys sort of told me that he loves me, so.
Yeah, so that's what it is. That's the only reason why. Come on now.
I love Tom Brady. There, I said it.
How did that feel?
Feels good to get that off my chest.
I'm glad that makes me happy.
I am glad that makes you happy.
Unfunny people doing shtick is always the worst.
Please stop doing things like that in press conferences. What are you doing?
Why are they having a press conference for the halftime show? This is the one thing I've never understood.
Well, that's many years in the making. I actually do get this. First, it promotes what is its own entity and event.
Because they get ratings for that are separate almost from the game, Tommy.
Second, think about this. if you are a local TV station that's there for Super Bowl week, or you are, even if you like me, it wouldn't really work as much for radio for me and Danny. But like specifically if you're a TV station, that night when you're talking Super Bowl, if you're one of the two cities playing in it and your wall-to-wall 30-minute news is all the Super Bowl coverage, people care more about seeing Justin Timberlake sitting there talking about Josh Norman than they do Josh Norman saying for the 1,000th time, Eagles are pretty good. You know, we really got to worry about them. So it's good quality entertainment and television. The problem is it was a terrible question. It was a terrible exchange. It was a terrible back and forth. And it didn't end there, by the way. They kept trying to get him and goad him into saying that he was rooting for the Patriots.
Is it safe to say that on Super Bowl Sunday, you'll be rooting for the Patriots?
I have to go on tour in Philadelphia, woman. What are you doing?
You can do it. You can do it. It's okay to say it right here just between you and I. Come on.
Go, Pack, go.
Go, Pack?
Go, Pack? Take me away from this.
Pack.
Patriots.
Patriots. Go.
I'm telling Tom Brady.
Can this woman go on Mike Hughes' rocket?
Who is this lady? And by the way, Timberlake dropped a woman on her. I'm surprised he didn't get in so much trouble yesterday. Surprised he didn't get some.
Yeah, even if he did, he'd go on Ellen and it'd be fine.
He would be, but seriously, in today's world, like everything's a problem. That shouldn't be a problem for the record. I'm just surprised I didn't hear him dropping a woman being Justin Timberlake calls female reporter being investigative journalist, doing a great job at her job yesterday. Woman.
Come on, man. Sorry, I know that's offensive. This stinks. This stinks so much. I hate this stuff. I hate this kind of crap. This is why, again, the Super Bowl is a spectacle. It's for tourists.
Who is this lady? Someone tweet me if you know who that was asking all those questions.
The football part, at a certain point, this is what I always say, a game needs to be played. At some point, can we just please have some attention paid to the actual football game against the two best teams in the sports world? Please. Is there any way some attention can be focused on that? But it's not. This is to make sure that everyone listens to the Kane show and thinks War of the Roses is real. Everybody loves Bravo shows or shows where they stitch and sew, and they have a limited amount of time to make a scarf that Heidi Klum is going to say sucks. For everybody that's in that world, that stops by football once a year here in early February, that's who this stuff is for, and it drives me insane. There is no service being paid to the people that put billions of dollars in the NFL's coffer. Nothing. It's all about the new folks. So it's the phone plan that's like, for new customers, pay $1 a month. What about me? I've been giving you $150 a month for 10 years. Nah, you get nothing. Stupid.
The press conference with the superstar musician is one of the bigger, more attended events at the convention center every single year ahead of the Super Bowl. I remember years and years ago, I was a kid. It was the Jacksonville Super Bowl, I think 2004. So it was actually this matchup. It was Patriots-Eagles in Jacksonville. And I was, at the time, like 16 years old. And so I had to have a chaperone come with me. And so like half the week, my dad came down and took off work. The other half the week, my mom had to come down and take off work or whatever for stuff I was doing at the Super Bowl. And Paul McCartney was doing a press conference a couple rooms over from where I was. And my dad was like, I'm going to sit in and listen to Paul McCartney in like the back of the room. You coming over? And also, they generally perform like a song or two, or at least they used to. I don't know if Timberlake did yesterday. But like that's what McCartney was doing, was going to sing a little bit or something. And there he was going to talk about his set list. So my dad really wanted to see that. And I was like, no, I can't. I might get an interview with Bertrand Barry. Do you remember Bertrand Barry?
Vaguely.
So
he played
it's actually
in the league.
Funny to think about now. He was coming off a 14.5 sack season with the Cardinals. He's just some nubber from Notre Dame who was like a D lineman. And my dad, he would never in a million years pull Bertrand Barry's name. He's not a big sports fan. But to this day, he's like, do you remember when you had to interview that one guy and so you refused to go meet Paul McCartney? I was like, yeah, I remember.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah. Bertrand Barry, good pull on that.
I still don't regret that. Yeah, it wouldn't even be to the extent of me interviewing Calais Campbell this year, because Calais Campbell, way better player than Bertrand Barry. But it'd be the equivalent of like, who's on a level of like not quite Aaron Donald, not that good. Like,
I mean, Aaron Donald's great.
You know who it would be?
Dontari Poe.
Perfect. Dontari Poe's coming through, and I want to sit here and sit down and do a 10-minute.
Gotta make sure I talk with him.
10-minute interview with Dontari Poe.
Gotta make sure I see what Dontari's up to.
I'm not gonna go kick it with Timberlake. No, well, that was just a dumb business decision by a 16-year-old. Grant and Danny on the Fan, winning off the field is next. We want to hear about your Super Bowl party and your food spread. You're listening to the Fan. Friday, little teeny tiny mini moral victories. Maybe you're a team president and you save face by acquiring Alex Smith.
Winning off the field.
You got a couple people patting you on the back for getting out of the corner that you backed yourself into.
Winning off the field.
How are you winning off the field? Danny, give an example.
It's got to be small. It's got to be miniature. It's got to be minor. I can give an example.
Danny Rauer.
Thank you very much, sir. So in the Hooray household, we're going through a big step. This is a big step. We're trying to get the little guy to get up to the adult level and eat what we eat as adults. So instead of like stopping and making a special dinner for him because he whines and pisses and moans and
mayonnaise.
That's included sometimes in the meals. But he basically throws a temper tantrum until we say, fine, just eat the crackers or eat some, you know, leftover stupid thing. So we start last night going hardline. You've got to eat what we eat. He throws an absolute meltdown fit. There's weakness in the ranks. Wife almost broke down. I almost broke down a couple times. We stayed strong. What he did was he went into his room at 6:45 p.m. and put the covers on and slept through the night. He went to bed without dinner. Were those parents that, I'll send you to bed without dinner? We did it. But the advantage was he just went to sleep. So instead of a night of meltdowns, a night of misery, I got to watch the Wizards. I got to watch two Bills. Had a nice little few moments to myself.
How long was he crying for before he fell asleep?
About 30 minutes straight.
Mm.
And
is that normal? To just let that happen?
No, it's a special occasion, and you feel like you feel like exactly. Michael Phillips, Richmond Times Dispatch. You feel like an absolute monster. There's no worse feeling in the world. Like, I created this situation. I'm making the kid cry. It's my fault. I'm correct.
I just like the way I just felt.
The opposite of that, Jay. I feel good about myself, what I'm doing. I'm doing the right thing. But good heavens, it was awful. So because it ended, he just went to bed instead of a night of fights, I was.
Winning off the field.
I got one for you. I was worried about my lunch situation today. Didn't have anything planned. Thought I was going to have to wait till after the show at 2 to go get some food.
Hamburger!
Then I was reminded that the good folks at EMP 180 Weight Loss are dropping off food themed like a Super Bowl party for us today, including buffalo chicken skewers, beef skewers, turkey burger sliders, chicken sausage bites, white chicken chili, roasted Brussels sprouts, peanut butter, chocolate chip.
Do you want to hit my turkle gobble?
No!
Protein cookies and EMP strawberry cheesecake protein bars. You kidding me? We have a delicious feast to go consume, therefore we are.
Winning off the field.
Let's go to Rich and only Rich. What's your Super Bowl Sunday looking like?
Richard.
Hey, Bob.
Well, since I can't host anything, I got the infant at home. Me and my sister are going to split it at her house, so I agreed to bring the booze. She's going to be doing, she said, a 12-layer dip, some mozzarella sticks, some pizza. Bring in some rum and three different kinds of bourbon, so we're going to make this happen the right way.
He's a fun guy.
Winning off the field.
Rich and only's always going to bring the booze, we know that.
12 layers?
He's a fun guy.
He did use the word 12.
I'm very familiar with the 7 layers.
I've never heard of 12.
Huh?
Can we get more info on that,
12
Rich?
Layers?
Can I get a tweet on that,
Rich,
please?
Tweet us. That funded any at Grand H. Paul.
He does need to tweet us because we were trying to work it out in this room because we screened the phone call. I don't think he's doing 12 layers.
Cheese, sour cream, guacamole, olives, some kind of meat. Usually it's a beef situation so far. A little, the chives or whatever, like the little greens up in there. Salsa. There's your 7. There's your 7. Beans, maybe 8.
Guacamole?
Guacamole was my second one.
Can I say something you're going to hate? I'd hate 12-layer dip. I hate 7-layer dip, and I would definitely hate 12-layer dip.
Saw this coming.
Yeah, we did see this coming.
That's fine.
It's something to put your chip in.
Going to be so busy being correct. I'm so busy being correct, I don't have time to be incorrect.
Right.
At this point.
That's why it's so unpopular, those dips.
12-layer dip? Not for me. But the
what
fact
are the other
that
layers?
They have so many fried finger foods. You know how much I miss mozzarella sticks?
What would you do? Guilt-free mozzarella stick.
I would punch anyone. Literally just bring someone in. I don't care who they are. I don't care if it's a politician, a famous person. I would punch someone in the face right now for 4 mozzarella sticks if it meant that nothing changed with my body composition.
I'm weighing in tomorrow, and I get no change.
Yeah.
I get 4 mozzarella sticks. I can dip them in whatever I want.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd commit a felony. I don't think I could actually.
This is mouth.
I don't think I'd do a full felony. I would do a minor crime.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Where how about this?
Yeah.
How much money? If I could eat right now a dozen hot buffalo wings. I would mild, probably.
But warm in temperature is what you mean.
Sauce, with sugar in it, fried in a fryer, with bacon cheeseburger with a bun, and french fries with ketchup, mustard, and pickles, I'd pay $6,000. I'd pay $6,000 right now to eat that and not get on the thing and have anyone go, why did you do that? What happened?
Grant, so what happened this week?
Why did you,
we got off the rails a little bit.
The same weight you were last week.
Grant, I remember when you started the program, and that's you now.
Wadzen is watching us right now, by the way.
She's always watching somewhere.
She is. Wadzen, we wouldn't really eat those things. We would never eat those things.
That's ridiculous.
Are you kidding me?
No.
A burger? Me? No. I don't want a burger. The only burger I want is a patty with no cheese on it, no
bacon.
Thank
you.
And some lettuce.
Right?
Am I right? Lettuce bun. How fun would that
be? It's not a bun. It's not a bun when it's lettuce. It's just lettuce on top and below.
Let's go. By the way, the amount of our listeners who have tweeted us saying they've lost a ton of weight on EMP 180 weight loss.
No, it is cool.
It's very, very cool.
It is cool.
And they are, like us, learning how to eat well, delicious foods, and still manage to not be unhappy. Danny, you look good.
Thanks, man. I don't feel that great.
No?
I'm a little tired. I'm kidding. No, it's awesome. These guys are the best, man. They've changed our lives.
Nick in Severna Park, what's up?
All right, so we're hosting this year because I'm an Eagles fan and I'm living in the D.C. area, so I got to rub it in with all my neighborhood friends. So we're going to be out and about doing kids' activities all day, so ordering a bunch of Philly cheesesteaks. Probably some chicken Philly and regular cheesesteaks, coarse fried onions.
Good man.
And little white chicken chili for those that aren't into the cheesesteak.
We'll I've never had off. White chicken chili, and I'm about to have it for the first time.
Oh, it's delicious down USA.
Winning off the field.
Looks great. Let's go to Willie in Berryville. What's up, Willie?
Hey, Willie. Hey, man. We, for the Super Bowl every year, we do a outrageous food. The goal is for it to taste good, but normally it's an insane amount of meat and everything else. I have done a lot of ridiculously awesome ideas. So last night we finally put the finishing touches on our 21-layer super quesadilla sandwich, where it's going to be like a layer cake and you're going to have slices with multiple filling.
Your phone is terrible, but I heard in there 21-layer dip.
21 layers.
May the Lord bless you, sir.
That's got to be so many different kinds of cheese.
I hope your guests enjoy it. I hope they do.
What kind of chip could survive 21 layers?
Can I shout out real quick Wadzena, who actually, in addition to helping bring us this food drop and the whole crew from EMP 180 Weight Loss today, texted us the items that we're eating today with the recipes.
The recipes.
So that either me or, hopefully, if she's listening, the fiance, can make a couple of these things to take to our Super Bowl party. Because I'm already worried about my Super Bowl party. Because the problem is I can live my life EMP friendly, do everything I'm supposed to do in my own life.
Mm-hmm.
When you get me with a football game and 27 people around and eight types of wings
like
and
a
pizzas,
road game. Road games are much harder.
You're dropping basically a guy trying not to drink into a bar where everything's free and everything smells like his favorite, like Jack Daniels. You know what I mean?
Are you hosting?
I'm not hosting. I'm going to someone's house.
Oh.
This dude, though, literally spends like $2,500 on food from every place in the area.
Oh, man.
I mean, it's just a show of epic proportions.
Is breadless Joe Jackson going to be there? Just not eating bread?
He's not going to be there. I don't know that he's invited. Different group of friends. I'll invite him. Maybe he will come. Who knows? But he hates bread anyway, so Wadzena would love him. She would love him. Grant and Danny on the Fan. Should the Redskins consider drafting a quarterback even after trading for Alex Smith to set themselves up for the future? We'll get into that in the 12 o'clock hour. The Beltway Blitz is next. Time to feast in a healthy, delicious way.
Folks, Danny Rouillet for my guys at Ted Britford Now. I'm talking about right now. It's the time to go and see these gentlemen and ladies. They're the best at what they do. It's how you stay in business for nigh on 60 years. They've been in that Fairfax location for almost 60 years. Newer location out there in Chantilly. Get to the Dilly, whichever place is closer to you. Go to there and see them. They are awesome. The customer care is top-notch, Balding. Top-notch. Here's what you get. Great car, great price, great customer experience. Pretty simple. They don't have an overcomplicated formula. They take care of you not just while you're there at the store, but forever. New pre-owned vehicles. Anything less than 100,000 miles, you get Ted Britt for life. That's lifetime vehicle coverage. The big stuff. Engine, transmission, transfer case, drive axle, you know, the powertrain. All the way through, it's great. They also do battery replacement once every 4 years. They'll replace your windshield if it cracks or Chip Douglas's. Virginia State Inspection. Again, they take care of everything for you. You don't have to worry about it. That's Custom Credit. Gotta go see them, and when you go, just tell them Danny sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.